Good morning. Welcome to Mrs. Rainbow's class.
The kindergarten classroom in Rainbow Valley Elementary School is dark, and it's near the end of the school day. 20 or so children sit around a smart board while teacher Betalicia Reyna helps them play a game to learn English letters. One more time, ready? And when school's over, they sing. The student greeter and the song are techniques Reyna uses to manage the classroom while helping her kids learn English. Her class is made up of only English language learners, most the children of local dairy workers. Rainbow Valley is in South Buckeye. It's a rural suburban school surrounded by dairies and cotton farms.
It's way out in the middle of the mountains, nowhere.
Last year, Reyna went door to door in her community to try and convince voters to pass a bond override. It failed, and now the district is trying again this November, even after Prop 123 passed. She says it's an uphill battle because she feels the attitude toward education has shifted.
With all the politics and stuff going on, and with all the budget cuts and everything that's going on, it makes it hard.
7% of kids in Arizona are English language learners, and almost all of them are elementary level. Reyna is the only ELL kindergarten teacher at Rainbow Valley. She's always worked in Arizona, but says it certainly isn't easy.
It makes it feel like nobody values what you do, but I know that I make a difference.
It's the same attitude Tammy Dirksen, a teacher on the northwest side of Buckeye, takes with her second grade classroom.
Financially, it's very stressful. It's difficult. If I didn't love it, I would leave teaching because of that.
Dirksen has worked at Tartesso Elementary for 9 years, and her four sons have gone through the school system too.
Benjamin Dirksen, come to your mom's classroom.
It's Friday after school, and Dirksen is calling for her son Benjamin over the intercom. Prop 123 gave Dirksen her first significant pay raise, 4%, since she started. Raises are how most Arizona districts spent their Prop 123 money. Nationally, an average elementary teacher salary is $56,000. Arizona's average is $42,000, a third less. Dirksen says she often wants to get new classroom materials.
And then I'll remind myself, I can't. I'm a teacher. I have no money. I have four children.
Her advice to brand new teachers is to set boundaries, especially on spending your own money on classroom supplies.
This year alone, I think I've spent about $15,000 to $2,000 of my own money.
Tracy Irvin is a first-year teacher at Desert Oasis Elementary in the town of Whitman. She became a full-time teacher after subbing last year when a bond override failed to pass for the fourth year in a row.
So, boys and girls, it's my turn to speak because we need to raise our hands if we want to speak.
And Irvin says her hours planning can keep her away from her family.
When I get home, usually it's around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and my family, they're looking at me like, good night.
Arizona has a tough time getting fully certified teachers, which Irvin is still working on as she completes an internship program. Latest numbers show up to a quarter of open teaching positions were vacant at the end of August. Irvin stepped up to the plate when she saw a need at Desert Oasis, but knows she has a long way to go in learning how to be a full-time teacher.
I do love to do the job. I just wish it was a way that it would be a little less stress, you know, a little less work, but I guess this is welcome to teaching.
Reyna, Dirksen, and Irvin all felt the same calling to grow young minds. Proposition 123 money will continue to be doled out for the next 9 years while schools face teacher shortages and those teachers face low salaries. Casey Kuhn, KJZZ News, Phoenix.